I'm John Moe. This week on Wits, comedian Kumail Nanjiani explores the substantial downside to being Donatello of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
To recap, I have a stick for a weapon. I'm named after the most obscure artist. I live in a poo-filled sewer where I eat mysteriously acquired pizza. We're friends with the worst reporter in history. I have to run all the computers, and I wear a mask for no reason.
Kumail also shares some wisdom he acquired.
You can't Google smells.
Singer-songwriter Valerie June does a little myth-busting.
Mississippi John Hurt will tell you that whiskey straight will chase the blues away, but I don't know if he really knew what he was talking about.
And Valerie plays some music as well.
I be somebody.
All on Wits, coming right up. From APM, American Public Media, and Minnesota Public Radio, this is Wits. I'm John Moe. Coming to you from the Fitzgerald Theater in downtown St. Paul. I think about music a lot. Too much, possibly. But I'm too old to change, so there's nothing I can do about it. I think about artists and bands and composition and arrangements and lyrics and what the bass is doing in that weird part of the bridge. I can't stop thinking about it, and it's been like this my whole life. And I'm always hungry to learn more. Happily, as part of my job, I get to. I talk to musicians all the time, but we all have infinite music knowledge if we can reach the internet. So I was wondering the other day, who played drums on Tom Petty's first solo album? Typey, type, type. Oh, Jim Keltner. He was also the drummer for the Traveling Wilburys, too. I found that out right away. And on Twitter, there's so much available on Twitter. I checked what some musicians were up to lately just to kind of see what I could find out. Richard Marx had a glass of wine with Darius Rucker. Geezer Butler of Black Sabbath enjoyed St. Petersburg and reports that there are no potholes there. Pat Benatar just saw a bear. So, in the modern age, music is demystified and we can all relate to it, except maybe Pat's exciting bear sighting. I miss what music was when I was a kid, because it was a crazy, magical fairyland when we didn't really know what was going on and we were free to invent it. Here are things that I once thought were or might be true. Kiss wears that makeup and those costumes all the time. To the store, to the bank, to bed. I had no evidence to the contrary. There were no photos of them available in any other state. Also, I thought they all lived together in a big house and Gene bossed Peter around all the time. Angus Young of AC/DC might have actual devil horns sticking out of his head, like on the Highway to Hell album cover that Greg Sherman brought to school one day. There was no Google Images site to show me any other pictures of Angus Young. That was the only one I had to go on. David Bowie might be an androgynous space warrior. Close Encounters came out when I was young. Star Wars, this all seemed possible. And if I think he looks pretty when he's dressed as a woman, does that make me gay? It's like a more advanced version of the Bugs Bunny and drag thing. Also, you know what I'm talking about. Also, Satan is real, and lots of bands worship him, and they're all really dedicated to their religion. Led Zeppelin, Iron Maiden, Ozzy Osbourne were, near as I can tell, just as devoted to Satan as any of the Mormon or Baptist kids I knew were to their God, perhaps more so. Now, I like the music world of accessible truth, but I miss the wonder and the danger. Music was like Middle Earth, but with guitars. Today, my kids watch behind-the-scenes YouTubes of their favorite musicians. I used to just watch the scenes. I was happy to have the scenes. No one looked behind the scenes. That's why you have scenes. And that's fine. Well, whether it's fine or not, it's reality. But I think I am going to show them the cover of Highway to Hell and tell them that guy there really has horns. We got a great show. Singer-songwriter Valerie June is here. our house band, John Munson and the Witnesses. You know him from his stand-up work, including the recent special Beta Male. You know him as an actor from shows like Silicon Valley, The Colbert Report, and Portlandia. Kumail Nanjiani, welcome to Wits.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
We've asked Kumail to tell us what in his experience has proven true. Kumail, what's true?
Okay, so it might sound... Substituting all your meals for two full days with dessert sounds like a good idea on paper, but in reality, it's divine.
Have you lived this?
Have I? You could have just asked, have you lived?
I could have left this right off of...
I did. Back before, when I was single, you know that this story starts off like that.
When I was single.
Yes. When no one cared for me, and I made all my own decisions. It was Christmas, and for Christmas, all my friends would leave town, and because I'm a heathen, I would just... to me, it was just Tuesday or Wednesday or whatever it was. And one day I decided, I was like, oh, I'm just going to go to the bakery and get two full days worth of desserts. And I just sat in my house. I did not leave. And I just... it was still structured. I'm not a monster. It was still breakfast.
You had a breakfast dessert.
Lunch. Dinner. Three squares, you know, of Rice Krispies. breakfast, lunch, dinner, and then the next day, breakfast, lunch, dinner. And it was challenging, because sometimes you eat something for breakfast and you're like, oh, this is more of a dinner cake.
What was happening in your brain by the end of the second day?
Not much. I was sweating a lot, but I was also smiling a lot.
I bet.
I encourage you, have a you day. Go nuts.
Wow. Okay, so desserts... Nothing but desserts for two straight days is awesome. What else has been true in the Kumail world?
Okay, I learned you can't Google smells. And don't try to. I'll tell you the story. My wife woke me up at 4 a.m. and she said, what's that smell? And I said, I don't know. Google it. There is no Shazam for smells. Don't do that, because whatever you find is going to terrify you. It's going to be like, yeah.
If it's enough to wake you up at 4 a.m.
Yeah, I mean, anything. It's like, oh, are you the only one who can smell it? You're going to die. Can other people smell it? Everyone's going to die.
Did you ever figure out what it was?
Well, yes. What happened was, so she Googled it, and she, through Googling smells, which is very hard, it's like, what do I even type into the things? She convinced herself through the computer and the internet that there was a wire in our wall that was on fire. So I said, hey, this is not, don't... She's like, we have to do something. I said, call, like, the information line and see, because we can't call 911. She calls information, and they're like, we're closed. Call 911. So she calls 911, and I'm like, please tell them it's not an emergency. She calls, she's like, hey, I'm so sorry. This is not an emergency. There's a strange smell. It's probably nothing, not an emergency. She hangs up. 90 seconds later, three fire trucks show up, and these huge birds, and now I'm like, oh, now I have to put on pants. Thanks. I go, I open the door, and there's three men who are taller than me, physically and emotionally and as men. And they're like, are you talking about the skunk smell? And immediately I was like, oh, yeah, that's what that is. It's a skunk. And I yelled to my wife, Emily. I was like, Emily, it's a skunk. She's like, oh, that's what that is.
It's either a skunk or a wire on fire in the middle of a wall.
I think if you Google any smell online, it's going to tell you that there's a wire on fire. But it was just a skunk.
It's just a skunk.
Yeah.
Can't Google smells, eat more desserts.
I've never felt shorter in my life.
And that's I Know This Much Is True. Our musical guest this week is a singer-songwriter who takes more styles of music than you would think possible and combines them to create something you've never heard before. Her most recent album is the critically acclaimed Pushing Against a Stone. Here's Valerie June.
Well, alrighty. I've got my little baby here. This is a Memphis-made baby. I was making good love in Memphis. No, there's a luthier there in Memphis who decided he wanted me to have a little baby banjo ukulele for my shows, and he took the time to make this little instrument for me, because as I get on these planes going all over the world, it's really, really difficult to carry all the instruments on the planes. They fight me. They put up a fight, and they're like, no, that's too big. So he made me the baby, and it fits perfectly under the seat in front of me on an airplane. Well, all right, baby, what do you do when you're lonely? When your baby's left you and gone down to New Orleans, and you say, baby, please don't go. Well, if you're tired and feeling so lonely, you wake up at night thinking that only what if you had somebody. Somebody, somebody to love. But if they tell you there were plenty of fish in the sea, but you're out in the cold and you're feeling empty, or are you looking for somebody? Well, I'd be sure.
Be some.
That's Valerie June with John Munson and the Witnesses. Did you know we can be pals on email? It's true. Just go to witsradio.org. You can sign up for our newsletter, get the latest about what we're doing and what our various Wits guests are up to. Or you can tell us what you're up to on Twitter. Just tag us. We're at Wits. Coming up, Prince's Bert Lecture does not go well. WikiHow Theater. And how well do you know what presidents didn't do? This is Wits. I'm John Moe. This is Wits. I'm John Moe, here with comedian Kumail Nanjiani and singer-songwriter Valerie June. Donatello! Don! Wake up, Don! Oh, he's coming around.
You got hit pretty hard by Shredder's gang there, buddy. Do you remember anything?
What? Where am I? Oh my God, what kind of monsters are you?
Relax, Don, relax. You're one of us.
Ah, I'm a monster too. What the hell is happening?
Oh boy, let's start from the beginning. You see, we're all brothers. We were pet turtles, but then we mutated and became humanoid. I'm Leonardo, and I'm our leader.
Michelangelo, reporting for duty. I'm the jokester of the group.
I'm Raphael. I'm the bad boy, but I always do what's right. Don't worry. You'll be okay, Donatello.
Donatello? Who's Donatello?
You are. We're all named after Renaissance painters. Donatello is the most obscure of the four.
Right on.
Lucky.
We spend our time fighting crime. High three, everyone.
What in the living f*** are you talking about? And what's on my face?
Oh, that's a mask. We all wear masks over our eyes. That way no one knows we're turtles.
Yeah. People will be like, who are those guys there in masks? They're not turtles, I bet.
Yeah. Don, you have the purple mask, so everyone will know it's you.
I don't think you understand masks. This is all too much for... Oh, my God. What is that horrible smell? I can't believe I didn't notice it until... Is that poo? It smells like poo everywhere.
We live in a sewer! We have a whole apartment in the sewer. We got like couches and a pinball machine here in our radical extreme Cowabunga sewer!
There are rivers of poo flowing by us as we speak.
You get used to it.
Really?
No, you never get used to it.
Okay, of all of the places in the entire world, why would you choose this?
Hey, at least there's plenty of pizza. And all right, the pizza's here!
Yeah, the pizza place somehow delivers pizza to the address of the sewer. And we get the pizza even though we have no access to money.
Maybe we kidnap the pizza guy. Honestly, I can't think of how else this happens. I like pepperoni. Turtle power! Yeah.
Our turtle gastrointestinal tract must have been altered in some way so that we can now digest dairy and that we crave animal flesh.
Do you have any idea how many sewer germs are coating the pizza right now?
Want some pizza?
No, thank you.
Hey, guys.
Hi, April.
Who are you?
He's still recovering, huh? Donatello, I'm April. Even though I'm a reporter, I choose not to report on the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, which would be the biggest story the world's ever known. I'm a terrible reporter.
And you come to visit us in the sewer, where vast lakes of fecal matter swirl all around.
I hadn't noticed. Guys, Shredder's at it again. You need to go fight him.
Oh, Don, Shredder is a bad guy that no law enforcement agency will do anything about for some reason. I got my razor-sharp katana blades. Michelangelo, here's your nunchucks.
Thanks.
Raphael, your sharp psi blades.
Great.
All right, fine. Let's do this. What weapon do I get?
Donatello, you get a bow staff.
Excellent. Oh, that's awesome, dude.
This is a stick. You have given me a broom handle.
It's a bow staff. It's an ancient ninja. Yeah, it's a stick. You get a stick.
Can I have like a sword or something?
Stick.
Or a gun? Why don't we all have guns? Guns are so effective.
I think stick.
You also have to do all the tech support for us. Fix the computers. We have computers in the sewer we live in. Sometimes the poo gets clogged up in the computers.
Yeah, all right.
Okay, to recap, I have a stick for a weapon. I'm named after the most obscure artist. I live in a poo-filled sewer where I eat mysteriously acquired pizza. We're friends with the worst reporter in history. I have to run all the computers, and I wear a mask for no reason.
The purple mask!
Okay, hand me that stick.
Whoa, he thwacked himself out cold with that stick we gave him.
Lay him over by the pizza near that lake of poo so he'll have something to eat when he wakes up.
Turtle power!
Kumail Nanjiani as Donatello, Mike Fotis as Michelangelo, Christina Baldwin as Raphael, Valerie June as April, me as Leonardo. The website WikiHow features thousands of articles about how to perform tasks, all written by ordinary people online. Many of the articles are very useful, how to change your oil, how to become a U.S. citizen. Some, not as useful. This week on WITS, we present these as choral readings. It's WikiHow Theater.
Wiki, how'd you do it? Wiki, how I didn't do it well. WikiHow Theater.
These were all taken verbatim from WikiHow. How to buy donkeys. Have you ever wanted a donkey to care for? Here's your chance of getting to buy and care for a donkey.
Prepare before getting a donkey. Buy the following supplies. Food and water buckets. Food. Good fencing. Strong shelter.
Put in good fencing. Every farm animal needs good fencing that is sturdy and long so that hungry predators won't attack your donkey. More stronger fencing should be better if you have multiple donkeys.
Earn enough money. Donkeys cost a lot of money. So it's best to earn enough money rather than wasting it. Don't spend it on other not important supplies.
Go ahead and buy a donkey you like.
Take good care of the donkey.
Finished. There's some good advice in there. Right. Just general, not even if you're buying a donkey.
I think my favorite is buy a donkey you like. Don't buy a hateful donkey.
That's just good words to live by.
Good words to live by. Here's some more. How to attract people to buy your birds. You can attract people to buy the birds you're selling to keep them as pets, but not much people are buying your birds. To attract them, you need everything to be in tip-top shape so people can see what you are doing. But make sure everything is extra clean, organized, and has signs across the street where people can see them so they would come to where you are.
Take good care of your birds so they stay healthy and people will buy them. Give all your birds a healthy diet. Birds need healthy food diet of pellets. They can also eat some fruits and vegetables, but some vegetables are not good for your birds, such as hot peppers.
Give your bird a fresh supply of water along with the meal. Make sure the water is clean and not from the faucet.
Keep the birds happy. Be social with it and keep it company. Spend time training it and play with it all the time.
Make sure every bird is healthy. Birds are healthy if they have no strange differences which look unhealthy. They should be active and flying. If they are playing most of the time, they are healthy, but a lot is better.
Make sure you have a good price for the birds for people to buy. The cost should not be as much as a dog or cat's cost. A better one would be $100 or less. $50 are also a good choice. The price must not be $1,000. Sometimes you can do it for free.
Ask your landlord if you can have a bird sale. If yes, you can have it. If no, you cannot have a bird sale.
Choose the right amount of birds to sell. No little numbers are not good. For example, if you four birds, a person comes by and buys three birds.
Some can buy three.
You will only have one bird left. And another person comes by. He, she wants two, but you only have one.
At least a good amount of birds to sell would be 7 to 10.
And that is WikiHow Theater.
WikiHow'd you do it? WikiHow, I didn't do it well. WikiHow Theater.
Kumail Nanjiani, Valerie June, Mike Fotis, Christina Baldwin, and me. Support for Wits comes from cologne. Cologne, if anyone can smell it on you, you're wearing too much. Additional funding from Mindphone, the new smartphone that's all in your head. With literally countless features, you don't need a screen or any physical interface. Just enjoy unlimited conversation, photos, and apps, all in the comfort of your brain. You're not crazy, you're on Mindphone. Additional funding by French Doors, you know, the doors you open with tongue. Now, let's find out a little bit more about Valerie June. I know this much is true. We've asked Valerie to give this some thought, tell us a little bit about what she has found to be true through her experiences. Valerie June, what's true?
I believe it's true that the blues can be played with a smile on your face.
Why?
Yeah, well, I think that the blues can be played while smiling because, and this came to me when I was sitting in an airport, I was like, now why does R.L. Burnside smile when he plays Poor Black Maddie? I just can't get it. I don't understand. Why do all the musicians on Beale Street smile when they're playing all these blues songs? I can't get it. I feel like I need to be...
Radio audience, she's making a scary face right now.
Playing my guitar. And then it occurred to me that what needs to happen and what does happen when you write the blues song, you feel it and it's so heavy on your heart and you want to turn it into a T-Model Ford and you want to start playing at a late age in your life and you just wife Liffy and all that bad stuff. But when you play it night after night, you already got it out. You already beat it out on that guitar. You beat it out. So you can smile about it now. You threw it on the crowd. The crowd can feel it however they feel it. It's on them then, you know. So it's not yours to carry anymore.
So you're saying that playing the blues is a cure for the blues?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Why do you think I'm doing this?
I'm doing it. I sit there and I ask myself sometimes, now, why am I roaring and running up and down this highway like I'm running? Well, I guess because it's medicine for me in a lot of
medicine.
Ways.
All right. Blues as medicine. What else? What else have you found to be true?
Many a years ago, I worked for 7 years, so that makes me a professional, at this herb shop called Maggie's Farm in Memphis, Tennessee, named after the Bob Dylan song, I'm sure. But a lady came in about once every 8 or 9 months, and she would stay in there for hours, and I just could not understand, like, why is this woman, like, just coming up in here spending hours in this little tiny shop? But she would tell us the same story every single time, and it was that she danced. She just danced. She danced every single time she had a worry or a problem. And so I think it's true that if you dance every day, that you'll live a very happy life. Okay, so get this. This woman was coming up in the store, and she would just be like a normal customer, just walking around, you know, I'm buying this, I'm buying that, collect a nice pile up there. And then she was like, girl, when I got me some problems, I dance, girl, I turn my music off, and I just dance. Where did that come from? But I went through some problems, and I said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to turn my music on, and I'm going to dance. And it really did work. It really did. It chased all the blues away. Now, Mississippi John Hurt will tell you that whiskey straight will chase the blues away, but I don't know if he really knew what he was talking about. Ain't nothing like a good shakedown.
So playing the blues and dancing every day, that sounds like a good prescription.
Yeah.
You know what else is a good prescription?
What's that?
Dessert for lunch.
Yeah. Dinner and breakfast.
We've booked geniuses on this show.
Yeah. All that and buy a donkey you like.
Buy a donkey that you like.
Oh, my God.
Don't try to sell your birds for $1,000. And that's I Know This Much Is True. Song correspondences. A letter to Prince. Dear Mr. Prince, I am with the American Ornithological Society, and we hired you to deliver a lecture on what it sounds like when doves cry. You did nothing of the kind, and we want our money back. We should have sensed trouble when you had the audience close their eyes for a visualization exercise that had nothing to do with birds.
Dig, if you will, the picture of you and I engaged in a kiss. The sweat of your body covers me. Can you, my darling, can you picture this?
I could, and it was disturbing and somewhat arousing, but I wanted you to get to the part with the birds. We hired you thinking that you knew all about birds, just like your father, Tubald. Now, Tubald, there was a bird man. While our eyes were closed, things got weirder. While our eyes were shut, you filled the auditorium with wild animals. Monkeys, hippos, tigers, llamas, all dressed in purple pantsuits and all with hair gel in their fur. And all posed seductively. Well, many attendees fled the room rather than continue with you. As I recall, you were miffed.
How can you just leave me standing? Alone in a world that's so cold.
I do apologize about the temperature. The AC unit was malfunctioning.
Maybe I'm just too demanding.
Maybe I'm just like my father, too bold.
Oh, I wish you were. Tubold was one of the finest ornithologists I've ever known.
Maybe you're just like my mother. She's never satisfied.
She would not have been satisfied with your lecture, Prince. Nor would Tubold. Besides, a conference is no place to resolve issues with your parents. Your immature screaming, combined with the wild animals, made people agitated, and they screamed back.
Why do we scream at each other?
I just told you.
This is what it sounds like when doves cry.
Well, we were relieved when you said that, because finally we'd learn what it sounded like. But then you made these noises. Make those sounds, especially when they're sad. That's just you yelling. And then you got all those erotically posed animals all excited too. The last thing I remember is animal control personnel busting in and whisking people to safety. The animals had to drop their poses, although I remain impressed that a hippo can do yoga at all. I recall you chasing after people and inviting them to touch your stomach. I still haven't found out what happened to the butterflies we had all tied up in the back of the auditorium. I can meet you in a hotel lobby if you'd prefer, in order to collect the money. Sincerely, Nicholas Darling, President, American Ornithological Society. John Munson and the Witnesses, collectively as Prince. More with Kumail Nanjiani and Valerie June in just a moment. This is Wits. I'm John Moe. Want to see Wits live in person? We've got some great shows coming up. Portland, Oregon, we are coming to see you. Wednesday, September 10th, we'll be at the Aladdin Theater with Jim Gaffigan, Reggie Watts, and Tao Nguyen of Tao and the Get Down, Stay Down. And we'll be at the College of St. Ben's in Collegeville, Minnesota on October 3rd with Maria Bamford and Jeremy Messersmith. This is Wits. I'm John Moe, here with singer-songwriter Valerie June and comedian Kumail Nanjiani. Now, a Wits game show. Presidential true fact or not true fact. I have a list of facts about various presidents of the United States. Thing is, though, some of them are facts that are not true. Some might even call these untrue facts lies. Your mission: tell which is which. Get all of them right, you will become the president. Get too many wrong, you'll have to go to Canada. Just to visit, then you can come back. Kumail, we'll start with you. True or false? During his presidency, Franklin Pierce was arrested for running over a woman with his horse. Consider the president And if possible, provide reasoning behind your answer.
There was a president called Franklin Pierce.
And he was arrested while in office for running over a woman with a horse.
Yeah, that's true. He did do that.
That is true.
Yeah. You know why?
Why?
Because she was on the racetrack.
She, you know?
What was she doing there?
That was, yeah, exactly.
You gotta let the president win.
And that woman? Seabiscuit. Valerie June, true or false, widely considered one of the worst presidents in American history, it's perhaps not surprising that Warren G. Harding lost the White House china in one hand of poker. He would later die in office, probably after betting his life on a terrible hand of poker.
False.
That was true.
Really? I don't do well at games.
Kumail, this one to you. Calvin Coolidge, the 30th president of the United States, used to have Vaseline rubbed into his head while he ate breakfast in bed and caught up on the news of the day.
I think that's true. And he did that because he believed that Vaseline was a good conductor and the news would travel into his brain faster.
I don't know about the second part, but the first part is true. This is something Woodrow Wilson did. Valerie June, hailing from Kinderhook, New York, which was known as Old Kinderhook, Martin Van Buren coined the phrase okay because he was president and didn't have time to pronounce town names. Does okay come from what Martin Van Buren called Old Kinderhook?
No. False.
I'm sorry, that is true.
I am such a loser.
Kumail Nanjiani, President Millard Fillmore didn't really have much of a presidency, although he was the last president elected from the Whig Party, and that's kind of neat. Fillmore was an accomplished architect also and helped design the Lexington, Kentucky Museum of Art.
I'm going to say, if you guys made that up, that's a really boring thing to make up, so. Right? Don't you think
pretty
so?
Pretty boring.
Well, I ask you for
I'm
advice.
Looking at all of them.
I'm going to say that's true.
We are just that boring. It is false. Valerie June, while campaigning for the Texas Senate, Lyndon B. Johnson punched an armadillo in the face at the Texas State Fair.
I would not believe that. I don't want to believe that. Armadillos are so cute.
I know.
That's not true.
You're right. That's not true.
Yay!
A point for Valerie June.
Tides are turning.
Kumail. Kumail, William Henry Harrison was terrified of dogs because he believed that they were the spirits of dead soldiers from the War of 1812.
I really hope that's false. It's false.
It's false. He died in 30 days.
Did he really?
He did. 30 days after taking an office, he didn't want to wear a proper coat to his inauguration.
Guy. I've heard that guy's story, but I didn't know the name.
Yeah, William Henry Harrison. Valerie, final question for you. Ulysses S. Grant had a cousin named Tufty who lived with him at the White House. Tufty never left the White House. True or false?
I was going to do a horrible pun.
True.
I'm sorry, that's false. There is no Tufty.
How I knew? I just found that Tufty believe, you know? Where's the exit? How do I run out of here?
Kumail has the most points. But I'm going to declare Valerie June the winner based on that pun alone. The winner is Valerie June.
Yay!
Support for Wits comes from Bird Baths, inviting you to relax, light some candles, get a bird romance novel, and take some you time. Birds only. Additional support from Werner's Ferns for Her. Discerning Werner serves the female fern fanatic with fantastic ferns and fun fern learning. Yearning for a ferning? Werner will earn your Murney and turn you into a stern fern fan. Additional funding provided by Bing Monocles. Do you want some of the internet at one of your eyes' fingertips? Bing it with Bing Monocle. Once again, WikiHow Theater. Actual articles from WikiHow presented as choral readings.
WikiHow'd you do it? WikiHow, I didn't do it well. WikiHow Theater.
How to befriend a squirrel. Have you ever had the urge to befriend a squirrel? Follow these easy step-by-step instructions below to have yourself a squirrel buddy in no time.
Find a squirrel feeder and put seeds in it. Nearly every animal, even humans, can be persuaded with food. So get some seeds and allure a squirrel by putting sunflower seeds into a feeder.
Practice this for 3 months.
The squirrel should now be your friend. But don't pat it or scratch it. They are not like cats or dogs. Remember that these animals are wild, so avoid kissing them to eliminate the opportunity for you to get a disease.
How?
Avoid kissing them.
Naturally, you will want to, but...
Yeah, because you know what I do with my friends? I kiss them ceaselessly.
I kiss them after feeding them sunflower seeds. How to act around your grandpa. Here are some tips that you might find useful about how you should act around your grandpa.
Have respect. If it wasn't for him, maybe you wouldn't have been born.
Love him with all of your heart. Tomorrow, next week, in 20 years, you never know when your grandpa will die.
Help him. If it's your grandpa, then he's probably quite old and doesn't have as much energy as you. It won't hurt you if you bring him a glass of water.
If you have common sense, then you will probably figure out the rest yourself.
And that is WikiHow Theater.
WikiHow'd you do it? WikiHow, I didn't do it well. WikiHow Theater.
Kumail Nanjiani, Valerie June, Mike Fotis, and me. Once again, Valerie June.
Once again, the baby. I love how you have the Mississippi River here. Last Saturday night, I got married. Me and my wife settled down. Now me and my wife have parted. I'm gonna go drink whiskey downtown. Well, I ring good night. Well, I ring good night. Well, good night, I ring. Good night, I ring. Well, I see you in my dreams. Sometimes I live in the country. Sometimes I live downtown. Sometimes I take a great notion to jump in the river and drown. Well, I ring good night. Well, I ring good night. Good night, I ring. Good night, I ring. Well, I see you in my dream. Well, I ring. Good night.
Valerie June, everybody.
Problem's all inside your head, she said to me. The answer is easy if you take it logically. I'd like to help you in your struggle to be free. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. She said it's really not my habit to intrude. Furthermore, I hope my meaning won't be lost or misconstrued. But I'll repeat myself at the risk of being crude. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. 50 ways to leave your lover. You just slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. You just get yourself free. Hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just take out the keys, please, and get yourself free. Back, Jack. You make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. Just listen to me. On the bus, Gus. You don't have to discuss much. Just give him the key to leave and get yourself free. She said it grieves me so to see you in such pain. I wish that there was something I could do to make you smile again. I said, I appreciate that. And would you please explain about the 50 ways? She said, why don't we both sleep on it tonight? And I believe that in the morning you'll begin to see the light. And then she kissed me, and I realized she probably was right. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. 50 ways to leave your lover. You just slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. Just get yourself free. Hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just turn on your key, Lee, and set yourself free. Flip out the back, Jack. You make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. Just listen to me. Hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just turn on your keys, Lee.
Want more wits in your life? Go to witsradio.org and find out how you can see a wits show in person. You can sign up for our newsletter, get the latest about what our various wits guests are up to, or tell us what you're up to on Twitter. Just tag us, we're at wits. Thanks to our guests this week, Valerie June and Kamal Nanjiani. Thanks also to broadcast engineer Corey Schreppel, our coordinating producer Hans Buto, our intern Sam Siegel, and Fitzgerald Theater staff Alan Freckman, Mike Wongan, Mike McQuiston, Aaron Cassio, and Noah Smith. Wits is written by me and Ben Acker, Wendy Molyneux and Jeff Drake, John Oswald, and Mike Fotis, who also acted in this week's show along with Christina Baldwin. We're joined by music director John Munson and the witnesses Steve Rohn, Joe Savage, Richard Medick, and Janie Winterbauer. Our executive producer is Peter Clowney, which was created by Tony Boll, senior producer Larissa Anderson, and me. I'm John Moe. Bye now.